about the handling of this case in New York. We've been talking a lot about the general issues, but there's some specifics where there's some of the practices that come up. Whether it's the food for
it at all, it's this.
Come out of the food.
Who knew that?
Mm-hmm.
If you are killing alone, you must fetch somebody else on a food too.
I always have such a hard time with
this. Yes, sir.
We are together a lot. But one thing is, when we're fighting this case, there's a lot of legal expense. Because although we are fighting the atheists and the courtrooms, the lawyers who are working for us, they are also atheists. But they are the best materially. Our one lawyer, for instance, in New York, he is considered one of the best lawyers in the country. But he is charging us so much money, and although we do as much work as we can ourselves,
why we are fine lawyers?
Well, in the court, there are certain things that only the lawyer may argue. We're not allowed to argue ourselves. Now, one thing is that Harry Scully just told me that Group Super Maharaj has one man on his party who is a lawyer, a member of the bar in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking to ask Group Super Maharaj if he can come with us to New York and get admitted to the bar in New York and become an attorney. Because otherwise it is costing so much money. One other thing that is sometimes arising is that when we are arguing the case in the court,
why not that? Get help from some Indian lawyers.
Some are willing to help us. This one man, Dean Agnihotri, from Southern University Law School, he helped us make the basis of the case. But most of the Indian lawyers, they will not help us.
Why?
They are afraid of their own status. They are worried that because they work in those courts every day, and this is an unpopular issue. So they are afraid because their position is not so secure. So they will not help us in that way. They will come and talk to me and give some advice, but they don't want their name in the courtroom. So sometimes this is difficult because we need expert lawyers, but these lawyers are atheists. So sometimes they argue with me. They say, why are you always trying to preach in the court when we are trying to present your case? I said, that is my business, and I am paying you. But sometimes they're arguing, no, if you want to win this case, then we have to argue in this way. It's like when they were questioning on the stand, and our one devotee was meeting Bhagavad Gita for the answer. And they were objecting, the lawyer saying, no, you shouldn't do this. But I was saying, no, this is the way that they will see that we are standing. In the end, it proved it was right. The judge respected them.
Yes, we must. I saw a book. Therefore, I said, without any lawyer, keep one lawyer to say it, but our argument is on the book.
Another thing is that this group, they are very organized.
Yeah, they have money.
They have big money. I can show you, in this book, we made one chart of their organization. It shows that they have a big organization.
You see, they have all these committees. And there's a lot of money involved. There are a lot of people with big money. Starting at the top, they made a national organization. I know all these men. I've spoken to all these people. They're big demons. But they have a lot of money. So they're fighting us in all the different courts. But so far, they have not taken it beyond the lower courts. When we take it to the higher courts, we always win. For instance, just before I left, we took two cases to the federal courts. Immediately we won. In one day, they gave us a case. My case is in a very low court. If it goes to a high court, we will win.
So we are wanting to do this, but that means again that if we were to do it, only certain lawyers can enter into the federal court. Not just any lawyer can argue this, because you have to have something. So if they're willing to do that, I will do it. I'm hoping that if we can organize some legal office for the society, then we will be able to do this more effectively.
What is this?
This is that book we made for the conference, the ACLU conference in New York. He is one of the Gundas.
In England, this one.
No, he's in
Ipswich.
Ipswich, Massachusetts.
Oh, sorry, I thought.
He is in, this is one of the men who was used to hold a devotee during a deprogramming. I know this man personally. You see, already we have sometimes come to blows with him. We had one incident where a devotee was being held captive, and I went with some devotees in the middle of the night, and we had some fighting. The police stopped us. They took me away and beat me and threw me in bushes. And then they kept the boy there, the devotee. He got away later. But men like this, we have fought this several times. When it comes to these questions, I wanted to know, when there's sometimes some violence. The book is documentation of so many cases where we use violence against our devotees. These are also
hired men.
This is the case of one of their men who was later held for murder of another man. He was used in a deprogramming. And then later on, some months later, he murdered some man and went to jail for it. So they are very serious. It's not just philosophical arguments. There's a list here in this book we've made of the devotees in our movement that have been taken. This list is very recent. By temple. You can see in practically every temple they've taken some devotees. Most of them are backing our movement, but some who are not. But now their tactic is just legal. Now they get this legal conservatorship. And then even if we go and save the devotee, we take them back, the police can come and arrest us. So in these cases, we are finding that the only thing to do is sometimes to go and physically drag them away and hide until the term of this thing is up. Another thing is we are giving, as we said yesterday, some asylum in other countries like with Canada. And one thing is that the Indian government told me that they would give me asylum. The ambassador told me that if I were to be held, the Indian government would give me asylum. So we were thinking that. And Bhavananda Maharaj and I were just speaking. He said one boy was in Calcutta at the visa office. And he was talking about all this business. And he said at the visa office, they also said, we could arrange to give you asylum, just like a Sutananda got the military draft. So I was wondering if you think this is a good tactic. It makes big news.
That means they can stay here and do this. You don't have to stay with them. We need them.
Because it is also a good tactic. It makes the government not want this to happen. It makes them look bad that someone has to get political asylum from America.
Yes.
Because they pride themselves.
Freedom exists. Prestige, yes.
Just like the sea. Yeah. When this one girl, Sukaja, she's now in Toronto, and she got...
An Indian government will be convinced that you are not CIA.
Yes.
If we come ask this asylum, then the government say, Americans are taking the shoes, you know. Who is going to do it?
So I will investigate this. I think before I go back, I'm going to go see the people myself.
Home member can help. Delhi.
Gopal Krishna.
Gopal Krishna. Who is Gopal Krishna?
Alright.
Home member will be very glad.
Thank you.
He is in Delhi.
Yes. And I can perhaps stop in Delhi before I go back.
Yes.
I also have mentioned them here now.
Yes.
Right. Sometimes, this is a book. Is documenting all of their activities. One other thing is,
that sometimes when they are attacking us, there is a good opportunity for us to differentiate ourselves, distinguish ourselves from other religions. For instance, this World Fellowship of Religions held a press conference at the United Nations. Now, when they backed us, they would not back the Unification Church or the, you know, these Christian groups because they don't like them. In general, the scholars, they favor our groups. They don't favor the other groups. They don't like them. They think they are cheaters. And there have been some proof in the press. One problem is, for instance, this Mr. Moon. His, the tax commission in New York investigated him. And they took away his tax-exempt status. And the Attorney General removed all of his privileges in the state of New York. So he's been made to look very bad. So we have, rather than, there are some devotees, we're saying that we should stand together in an alliance with them. But every time I'm asked in the press or anything, I say the same thing again. No, we have nothing to do with them. We have nothing, because I'm afraid that we'll be dragged down with them. They are rascals, and eventually they're going to be exposed.
I hope you finish the service.
We want to be finished.
Sometimes Mukunda, for instance, is saying that we should make an alliance and then we can have more strength. But I said, no, when we do that, we are pure, we are generous, and they are unfaithful. So we are always to emphasize that we are separate.
Krishna is not strength. They have no strength.
It's time to say that. But the asylum in India for the government that will rain.
So we'll investigate more.
Immediately, possibility.
But
when Gopal is coming, he will be in
Another question is,
we don't have from India land is it will bring the revelation from the embassy.
Another thing is sometimes the intellectuals, they are backing us, and the very low class people, they also like us very much because they feel, the black people feel, for instance, that we are being persecuted like they have been persecuted. But the middle class people, they're the ones who are against us, and they are by far the greatest number.
Yes.
So I'm wondering what is the best way to influence them in our
business. Because our all men are coming from middle class. So they are already against us because they are sons of God. How they can be in our place?
I don't see any way. We go to the court and the judge is all.
There are many fathers and mothers. They have mothers, they have appreciated their son. As far as possible, say that because they are concerned, they have lost their children, they fight against us. You want
Ramakrishna Maharaj has told me he wants me to carry the danda in the court also.
Yes, it puzzles. But there are other things.
Oh, no, they're all out.
Hello?
They're all out.
Oh, they're very puzzled.
I'll go there.
You can explain. Don't know. Name, subjugate. So, there are three dandas. Danda means subjugation. So, time on the vatka. We have surrendered, we have voluntarily surrendered, subjugated ourselves under God. Time on vatka. Three dandas are there, and one myself. There are four dandas in there. I am fully surrendered to Krishna, the God, with my mind, body, and work. This is the meaning. This is a symbolic reminder that I am fully surrendered to Krishna, with my body, mind, and work, primal self.
Sometimes in their propaganda, these deprogrammers, they complain about us sannyasis the most. They say because they're saying that everything in the material world is evil. They say that, so therefore they're the worst.
Here's the deal was, because I am spirit soul. I am now in prison with this material body. It is mine. Unnatural state. And I am eternal. And because I have accepted this material body, I have to undergo but a soul. So that is my effort. How to get out of this material body and remain in my original truth. I did. That is our whole problem. We think material atmosphere is imprisoned. Suffering. Material body means suffering. Otherwise, an eternal blissful, full with knowledge. That is my position. But because I am being impact, again you have to spend disease. Attention, you attend. Go away. Don't do that. Very bad. Immediately sit down. You cannot take it. So, actually, this is our punishment. This is Maya. That example I have explained this morning. Very nice, but that the moon and the star is reflected in the water, the hundred supports of water, and the wind is agitating the water, and the moon is also agitating, sometimes round, sometimes long, sometimes. The moon is fixed. But the reflection in the form making him different. Similarly, I am spirit soul. And I am being captured or I am voluntarily surrendered to this material world. And it is being agitated by the mind. So I am taking this step, that step, that step, this step. 8 minutes. My nature is to fix that, all of the eliminating. But, circumstantially, I am being agitated, my mind, and working with my mind. I am accepting this body, that body, this body. It is very terrible. Those who have no knowledge, no brain, they are satisfied with this material condition, agitated condition. And driven by the thinking of the mind. is very dangerous. We want to get out. This is like that.
That disturbs them the most.
Huh?
That disturbs them the most. That you're condemning everything in the being.
This is condemned. My position is different. Why can I talk? The rascals, they agree to that. We do not agree to that. We want to come to our own union. No more death. We are small. Because we get information from the Bhagavad Gita. Nahanna se hanmane sarire. I do not die on account of my material body mixed up, dastava, dastavya. This body is made of five elements. Earth, water, air, fire, inside. This is my gross body. The gross body is finished, but my mental, subtle body, mind, intuition, that is not a thing. That is carrying me to another body. That's why we are one. Practical experience. I am sitting here. You are sitting here. My carries me to New York. I am not dreaming or thinking I am sitting in that room and talking to you. I forgot this. But this practice. Although I am sitting here, I forgot this. And I am working, thinking myself that I am in New York. Similarly, in dreams, my body is on the bed. I am thinking I am on the Himalayas. Stop. So, as it is possible, then even in this body, realize it, I get another body, gross body, then I forget. This is standpoint. I have explained it. This is a fast track. Everyone can experience. I have gotten periods of remaining in this body. That's when the period is finished. I create another body. And because the period is not finished, all in dream I am getting another body, going to the Himalaya, talk, and I am going to my New York apartment. It still has to come back. The period is not finished. Simple. It is time for me. Why it has been put into this condition? Because my original solution is Kitana. That we have to the whole world. Why you are suffering with this body? Get out of this. This is our system. The best welfare activity is to the human society. And because they are so dull, they cannot have it. What kind of way is he putting in the world? But that rupture in their life is in the world. The new body. What can we do? We have taken this Ganga. We have accepted standards of Krishna. And he has ordered that you preach this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita will become my very serious test. In Kola. That's what Mahatma. So you want to be very faithful to our master. So you may come against us. You don't mind. Jesus Christ was crucified. You didn't mind. So if you are unnecessarily persecuting us, you don't mind. You got born in the world. You cannot give it. It's not possible. What will you persecute? You kill us. You can. You have taken this Dhamma. This is how to tell. You cannot stop. Legal law. It is only welfare activities to be done. You may call madmen. Don't say so. When you imprison the material problem, the greater suffering, you are trying to mitigate suffering temporarily. But you do not know how that is going to come out. This is yes. Why the eternal soul is subjected to that death all the time? We are free to this. You are thinking that if I can replace myself in a very high skyscraper building and move back your business with this, we are not so free. You know that at any moment they shall kick out of the sense of a thing and mother by the Lord. That's a fact. A fool cannot ask. They think this is my permanent. But you are permanent. But you are permanent. Where is my permanent situation? They are kicking us. So we are not so fools. We are taking that I am permanent. Why I should be in chat or in shadow in this non-path? This is the answer.
Because they can't think of anything beyond
that. Oh, you have no brain.
They think they can cannot.
Your brain is still like this stool, so you have to watch. But then how this business is what? We cannot do. We are sweeper on behalf of God, and we are engaged to ask your school in the prayer. Then you are yes. Because you have so much school in your prayer, we require to work. You are engaged like this. Because you are satisfied. Instead of having a real breath, you have a fool in the breath. You are told that self, you are satisfied. But we are seeing a flow of blood cuts and hampering your existence. That's all we have. I will give you what is. You could have thanked me, but you are so full, you are condensed.
Because they have school in their brain, they yeah. can't think that anybody else has anything better.
Yes. We have to ask this school. Yes, it is better. Isn't it so precious? You do not know what is the aim of your life. You are planning to marry. It's all eating, sleeping, having sex and defense. Your whole education system is based on this whole thing. While that is university, it is teaching more than this. You have got technological knowledge, but what is the purpose? The purpose is how you get good bread, eating. What more? Suppose you have become very good technology, good diet. But what is there? You get good salary and eat. That is more. How sleeping? Good apartment. All rest. Very nice guy. Come on. What else do you have by this education? He is nothing, nowhere is discussed that you are eternal. You are suffering. When is that education?
They don't have it.
No. You do not know. Who is this information? You are not a teacher. Vitto Lord. Ida, Rahal Nagar. That's what we are praying for that. But you are so blessed, in spite of having home, and therefore the resultant action is you are producing hippie at the end. And how he can be satisfied? Anyone? The disaster is eating, sleeping, making business. Now you will have only bhikkhus. And disaster is this system of education. And this is not education, it's all. This is keeping them in England. Dog is lying on this, he sleeps, and a man is lying on this. And that second floor. But this is result, result is easy. It's an improvement. The dog is sleeping very peacefully, you are sleeping. Oh, there is tiger, 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 steady, steady. He is a skyscraper building, help you, your mental agitation. Is that agitation? Everyone is taking pills to sleep. You cannot sleep in peace. And you are claiming that you are agitated. It is different. Yes, the dog can sleep very peacefully, you cannot sleep in peacefully. This is the resultant action of the so-called education. We are proud of this education. This life, this ability. We are so branded. It requires full of. Therefore, we say it is full of fools. We are come to work. That is our kind of duty. What can we learn?
And for the parents of these.
Another question. Dogs are dogs.
They're washing their brains because they have not washed their brains with you. Yes.
In it, don't use them. With the eye. Remember this. Nobody. Is that good? Bad? You have your sex under sister and let your wife bring them and kill him and eat him. You'll be implicated in so many things that you see. Which I say, if you are so much upset, don't have sex. That's wrong. And you are thinking, oh, no, sir. This is so brainwashing. I'm talking. And what is, you are there in a sinful way. Who you want in a fire?
Yeah, same thing. Nobody wants to
say that. That is it. Your brain is so filled with truth that you do not know how much sinful activity you have and how much you are becoming entangled in this particular time. You are killing the child. You have to become the child again. Or you have to become again the child. And you will be killed. And then you will enter another mother's body. He is again killed. As many child you have killed. You have been killed so many times. You will never see the light. In the womb, womb. So your brain is so filled up with school. You cannot understand. This is very good. This is very good. You can't say it will suffer so much. It will make the situation so complicated. Better remain and voluntary if there is trouble without such enjoyment. Taking the effect, eating. Eating trouble, if you don't eat, it will not increase. And if you eat more and more, it will increase. That is the advice. Sanditiva manasi yabhitai satiya. I don't know if one has that breath. All I get is sanditiva chinayama. Isn't it? Suffering from the teaching senses by Brahmachari. Brahmachari is voluntarily accepting some trouble. So I'm feeling teaching, I don't teach it. It is just a trouble. Come on, man, it's a problem.
They don't understand that that is voluntary. They don't understand that that is voluntary.
Involuntary.
They think we are somehow telling devotees that you must not.
It is voluntary. It is our society. We find so many brahmacharis, so many grihastas. If you cannot stop this teaching sensation, all right, marry one. God, live peacefully, like them. But it is nonsense. Every 3 weeks, I go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One God and my wife, I take full responsibility. The guy required is for all man. So these all man and that one. We are not so that bad. That all man is not all man, I'm fighting us. Another all man never made it. We are not so mad. The sex pleasure is there, that's all. I am thinking of the sex pleasure. Yes, yes. God. What is that? Is that Gayana is different? You are so fooled. You can have a Gayana catch one thing. Because it. Why you are going here and here, here and there? And the old man is going to be like that. To be another Gayana is a civilization. The proud of your civilization. Tell them that. This is how we have a different of not first man. Then they tell the dog. The dog may smell the way. You are like. What is business? I'm going another way. You got a hand and take one. He said, that is interesting. First of all, there is no need of way. You want to take one and be there. Why you are searching after God, Bhajan, this Bhajan, that one? Is that you? Expose them then. Your brain is filled with so much food. So we are what's wrong with
you? Actually, they all need brainwash.
Huh?
They all need brainwash.
Every one of you, because your brain is filled up with food. You have no brain. Brain is covered with food. What they learn
that? If I want to have a school brain, it may be commendable, but don't force it to be one.
It is not forced.
That may remain.
No, we are thinking, it does not matter that we are forced. We are saying that you are training the school, what it's like. If one agrees, it is just, it does. Not that in our movement, oh, you are like that. One who is intelligent, he has agreed. Yes. I'm not forcing. If I would have possessed that forcing father, what right he has got to bring me in the court? You are forcing to stop it. You are forcing. Nobody can force, but you are forcing. Take this argument. And it's called that the court. Living as a Vajana series. Like dog.
I think the more strongly we preach in this way that we don't try to give in and compromise.
No.
The more that everyone will hear about the Krishna.
Good apostle. in the court, so that it will be public, it will be law, you are saying. Speaking of Vajrayana Siddha, public. What they have got anymore? This first time civilization.
They say that they are all despairing. They say they are all actually in despair, that they have, they don't see any hope in the future.
The only hope in the future is that the late trash process crash
all the letters sit down there.
In the room?
Yes. Yeah. Is that argument all right?
Yes.
Breaking the deadline and civilly.
Very bold. Bold people. No one's ever talked to them.
Eh?
No one's ever talked to them
like that. Old man, 75 years old, he is going to speak about the Vajrayana. This is your question to you.
Sometimes in New York, you know, we live right next to Broadway. The temple is right next to Broadway. Sometimes in New York, you see all the old men.
Yeah.
You see even old men going to this club.
If you can still have sex when you're 75, then you're right there. Glory for us.
Yes, sir. It is. In Paris, there are so many clubs. The old man, the first of all, pay $50. Then turn into the club. Then you see that fish by then, I will lick. Then another fish. I know that. That fool, they still like to make up new ways. And that is all. We are sitting, in a position, sitting up here. And they are sitting up to the point of death, another day. It is a, he says, give us this nonsense business. Is that generous? And if it is generous, it is for good. What it is to me is never satisfied. Same business is doing. Up to the point of death. Our civilization is all as we are attached to the land of living. Do it after 2 years, then we. This is our civilization. We are so much attached to the island of living business. Up to 2 years, so long we are young. Don't do it. Mila. And that also after 25. After 25 years, sitting. No good business. Hermitage. Amen. Hello. Jamal. Jamal. It is still an old, all right. Take one way. Be satisfied. Become one. And then at the end of 6 years, is it on? Good. unless you give up this business of Bhaya and everything, he will have to be done. And that is all. All the demigod and he and the impact is in the let these people understand what we are doing. And once this philosophy is widely discussed, you
know, there is no question it should be widely discussed.
In the aroma.
As you say, just like dogs.
Hmm?
Just like the dogs.
Dogs? All of them.
Yes.
Many of them. It's in the end. Yes.
No, it's a word.
Pain, having soap. $50 for entering the class, then $200 for drinking. You know this?
Yeah.
This is the activity. I understand. Yeah. Florida, they go. Man. To spend money and give me $5,000 for the city.
Yeah. So many places. Las Vegas. Every big city has.
And Vermont, sometimes they see on the stage the everyone having sex in the past. This is exhibited in Mexico. In India.
In Europe, they have sex fairs.
Yes, yeah?
Yeah. Or you can go and they have sideshows, men and women having sex on the stage. Regular intervals. And they exhibit all kinds of contraptions that you can use to pervert your sex life even more.
What do they understand?
It's not very much help for
them. It is for everyone. It's trouble to get all way of life. You have to ask the brain. Otherwise, it is possible.
Explain in the Bhagavatam that everything actually is just an extension of the sex desire.
No,
all big cities and so much industry and work is just simply
essential.
Yeah.
Then why is it becoming easy to come to the city? I think it's my karma.
Yes.
Being done to talk about.
Appreciate it.